And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. The federal government is shut down. It's been shut down since midnight. Democrats and Republicans can't agree on a continuing resolution to keep the government funded at current levels. As NOAA Taborda reports, the shutdown could jeopardize some critical safety net services here in Kansas.
The first to feel an impact might be Kansas families who rely on federal assistance to put food on the table. Since the shutdown coincides with the start of the fiscal year, the food program supporting women and children would run out of funds if the shutdown lasts more than a week. Others who could feel immediate impact are federal workers and active duty military service members who would not be paid during the shutdown. Staff at national parks, like Brown v. Board of Education Historic Park in Topeka, may also go unpaid. During the last shutdown, parks were accessible to the public, but many employees had to stay home. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
A Kansas judge has dismissed Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach's lawsuit that was aimed at forcing the state to hand over private SNAP data to federal officials. Dylan Lyson has that story.
Kobach filed the lawsuit against Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration for withholding personal information about Kansans who receive food assistance. He argued the Department for Children and Families was violating state and federal law. But state officials said turning over the information would violate recipient privacy. Judge Teresa Watson ruled that Kansas law does not require the state to grant the data request. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says that the Senate subcommittee he chairs will continue to investigate the crash of a Wichita-based American Airlines flight, but he won't weigh in on a new federal lawsuit.
We're planning another hearing to get to additional set of facts and try to resolve more as to what is the fault, where is the fault lie. But I'd leave it up to the family members to make decisions in consultation with their attorneys about what the appropriate legal response is.
67 people died in January when an American Airlines flight collided with an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. The family of a Connecticut man killed in that crash filed the first wrongful death lawsuit in federal court last week. Attorneys representing the family say they think as many as 35 other people plan to sue American Airlines, its regional carrier, PSA Airlines, and the federal government for negligence. And Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky ditched her swimming cap for a lab coat yesterday to teach Kansas students about science and technology careers.
The most decorated American woman in Olympic history visited Cedar Trails Exploration Center in Lenexa as part of her collaboration with Panasonic to promote education in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, or STEAM. Ledecky, who has 9 Olympic gold medals, says she developed a love of math during her swimming career.
I'm a distance swimmer, so I was always calculating pace times and running all the numbers in my head, and I also had some really great science teachers growing up.
Panasonic opened a $4 billion plant in DeSoto in July. Officials there say they look forward to working more with the school district to increase STEAM education. I'm Jody Fortino.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
You're listening to listener-supported Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com.
Welcome to Wednesday, October 1st. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer, filling in today for Matthew Algio. And why is that? Well, he kicked off his book tour yesterday. That's right, the host, the regular host of this show, Matthew Algio, is a book author out with his 8th book of history. It's called New York's Secret Subway. And you should have been there at the Raven Bookstore in Lawrence, downtown Lawrence, yesterday when he launched this book. It's a great book, and you'll find more information about it on the KPR website at kansaspublicradio.org. I told him to get some sleep. I'd host the show, and I'm happy to be here with you. But I can't do it all by myself, so I brought in some extra firepower this morning. Johnson County Community College history professor Ty Edwards joins us.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So glad to have you here. And you know, normally at this hour, at 6:20 on a Wednesday morning, mm-hmm. we're trying to get our first caller, our first
yes.
pledge. Of, we already got one.
Yeah.
Someone in Manhattan, some anonymous person who is a new member
hey.
And instantly became a sustaining member.
So wonderful.
Pledged online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or perhaps this person called this number, 888-577-5268.
It's so impressive that I feel like two things. Number one, that someone was listening this morning at 5 a.m. while we were all, you know, wrestling in our beds. And they thought, you know what I need to do? I need to take action, right? I have listened. I've listened. I've benefited. And it's time that I support so that I can be sure that this content continues and continues for others who, you know, are waiting to take that first step and become a listener member. So that's super exciting. I also loved hearing about Matt Algio's book. That's a fun story.
Oh, my gosh. He gave a great presentation last night. You know how the Raven
yes.
bookstore has book authors. And,
yes.
I got my book. I got it signed. And it was a great presentation about the guy who started the first subway in New York, and he had to do it in secret. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
You can check it out. It's called New York's Secret Subway. It's published by Island Press. Mm. But you'll find information on the KPR website. You know what else you'll find on the website? A pledge form. KansasPublicRadio.org. Why should you support this award-winning station? Because if you don't, who will?
Yeah.
The federal government's taken away all of our money, and now about 94% of the money it takes to run this radio station, cover the Kansas State House, state government, everything we try to do here,
mm-hmm.
it's paid for by listeners, people who use it.
Yes.
And maybe that's how it should be.
Well, I mean, that's how we do other things, right? If you're a streaming service, if you're, you know, streaming video, streaming music, a lot of that stuff we all consume by subscription.
If you're writing the Kansas Turnpike,
you gotta pay for it. Yeah. You gotta pay, right?
Now you don't have to take the Turnpike.
That's right. You can go the slower, longer way.
You can.
But if you want to have access to that service, right, you got to pay for it. And it's the same thing here. But the beauty of KPR is it does provide that service even before you've made that investment. But in order to keep that, as we've talked about, especially with funding changes, we're going to need as many people as possible, especially new folks, to join us. And I know you mentioned KansasPublicRadio.org, which is a cute way to do it. But the other way is all the folks that have the app, which we know you're out there because they can count those downloads. They could just click on that cute little donate button.
All right. I'm hearing from our development department director, Joanna Fewins, who hails from southeast Kansas.
Oh, awesome.
She is telling me we do have a challenge. You know, over the years, we have addicted our listeners to no one wants to give money unless there's a dollar for dollar.
Except that 5 a.m. person.
That's true.
Yeah.
They just responded to me saying, you know, there's only six people listening to KPR right now. Would you
we
call
need
in?
You. And they were like, look, I'm not driving. I'll do it right now.
So here's the challenge. Tana and Michael Aline of nearby Eudora are adding $100
nice.
To the next 20 pledges we receive in any dollar amount.
Cool.
So you can join at the $5 a month level. That's kind of the entry
sure.
level membership at
sure.
KPR. You can give a dollar a day. You can give $1,000. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They just care that you give something.
Yes.
And you get to decide what to give. And once you do that, they'll add $100 on top of your pledge. Make it happen when you pledge at KansasPublicRadio.org or by calling 888-577-5268 or by using the free
app.
The free KPR app.
I think we should, as always when I'm here, I think we need to challenge our listeners that if you are an app user, when you make your pledge, if you do it online, please in the comments say, I'm an app user, because we always try to see if someone can get theirs in before I get mine in. Because I'm going to use the app, and we'll see who can get theirs in faster than me as an app user. Plus, we just love hearing from our app users about what they love about it, how
yeah.
they use it.
I'll do you one better.
Okay.
If somebody pledges on the app.
Yes.
Sometime this morning. Actually, the first
person one. Yeah.
That pledges on the app this morning, I'm going to pull something out of the KPR prize closet
okay.
and send it to that person. And I'll coordinate with whoever this person is. You want a t-shirt, you want some retro cocktail hour, cocktail glasses
yeah.
or something.
You know, yeah.
I'll get you something and I'll buy it.
Ooh.
They don't give me stuff for free. They're like, hey, you already
hard times.
You already get a paycheck. You don't get a free T-shirt.
Yeah, be a listener like everyone else.
Get back to work. We're here, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Ty Edwards, history professor at Johnson County Community College and the author of at least a couple of books that I'm aware of.
That's right.
You know, we've got lots of professors listening all the time.
Totally.
We've even recruited some emeritus professors to the KPR Advisory Board.
Ooh.
And one of them is this guy.
Hi, I'm Richard Schrock. I'm Professor Emeritus at Emporia State University and a member of the Advisory Board for Kansas Public Radio. Let me repeat, it is also important to have a life when you come home from making a living. And that is what public radio does. It allows you to continue to grow, apply your education, and have a richer life. That is why, as a teacher, I know public radio picks up where classes and graduation leave off. This may be a good time to think about contributing a little to support the resource that is going to help you apply your learning throughout life. Just go online to kansaspublicradio.org to become a member and continue your lifelong learning.
Your station for lifelong learning. That's us, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks to KPR Advisory Board member Richard Schrock for telling us a little bit about his own feelings for a station that he's been listening to for decades and that he enjoys. Again, he's a KPR Advisory Board member, but for many years, he was a KPR commentator. So good to hear from Richard Schrock this morning. We've got another professor here with us. Her name is Ty Edwards, and she's encouraging you to call 888-577-5268. But really, she's encouraging you to pledge on the app.
Yes, right now. And by the way, of course, I'm listening to Richard Schrock and I'm like, I love this. This is exactly sort of my life philosophy, right? Life, or how does he say it? Life is when you come home from making a living, right? Live your life.
You still have a life after you come home from making a living. And part of that life is the continuation of your education.
Yes.
You learn stuff in school, but it doesn't end there. If you're a curious person, if you are interested in national and international news and politics and cultural events and affairs and history, this is a place where you can get a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you turn on the radio.
In fact, I love how he articulated it because that's exactly how I feel about it. It teaches me things I don't know. It expands on what I do know. And again, as a teacher, I use a lot of NPR and KPR content in my classes, in Kansas history, in U.S. history. There's a lot of analysis.
Do the students groan?
No.
No.
No, they don't. Well, because they love multimodal delivery, right? So there's, you can listen to it, you can read it. In some cases, you can watch videos about it. Yeah, it's really good for teaching because it comes in these different formats, but it communicates the same important information. So I love it. And I know that's why we consume it. So that's why you need to hit the donate button on the app or KansasPublicRadio.org. I guess there's probably three people that still use phones, so we would need them to do 888-577-5268.
Don't make fun of your elders. I love the phone. I love pledging by calling 888-577-5268. But if you do use the app, if you're the first person to pledge this morning using the KPR app, you'll have your contribution matched dollar for dollar, thanks to Tana Aleen and Michael Aleen of Eudora. But I'll also send you something from the KPR prize closet. If that's the extra incentive you need, this $100 extra donation on top of your pledge and some free KPR swag, then use the app to make a pledge.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The Congressional Budget Office estimates about...
Make your pledge now by calling 888-577-5268 or pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel in Washington, D.C.
Henry Martinez in Los Angeles, California. In President Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza, there's one name besides Trump, and it might be familiar to listeners. It's Tony Blair, the former British prime minister, now runs a think tank in London.
This is NPR News.
And this is your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning, the first day of October.
Support for KPER comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
Our fall membership drive at KPR continues today, and we're hoping to hear from you. Our number is 888-577-5268. If you've been listening for a while but you've never made a contribution, we're asking you to do so right now. And if you do, Tana and Michael Aline of Eudora will add $100 on top of your pledge amount. Professor of History at Johnson County Community College, Ty Edwards, joins me. And Ty, we did get a taker, another new member. This one, Jennifer Brock of Wamego.
Awesome.
One of my favorite towns. Thanks for checking in, Wamego. And thank you, Jennifer. And we had an anonymous caller earlier from Manhattan.
Love it.
Still lots of work to go.
Yes. Is the Wamego listener the excited one for your little gift bag? Can you tell?
I can't tell from the form I'm looking at right now. It looks like it was a web pledge.
Yes. Love it.
So
could have been an app.
It could have been.
Could have been.
And tell us what people will get if they pledge using the KPR app.
Well, they get the same wonderful service, but they get to maybe put their name in a hat for a little gift bag you're trying to give them, right? You said there's lots of options.
There's no name in a hat. It's the first person who uses the KPR app this morning to make a pledge. I'll send you a special prize.
That's right.
I don't even know what it is. I have to check the prize closet.
You have to look in the...
But, of course, it's not just that. It's the satisfaction you get
100%
by supporting a station you're already listening to
exactly.
right now. And Tana, Aline, and husband Michael will add $100 on top of your pledge.
Yes, and this is why this is a perfect time. We know that funding changes have happened. We know we want to keep the amazing programming that we have, right? Morning Edition, All Things Considered, of course, the music. I'm super pumped. Live Day is coming. I blocked off all of those concert times on my calendar so that I can listen live. You know, some people are going to get to go listen in person, right, at the library and other places. These are exciting things that KPR does to build community and to keep us connected to each other in joyful, fun ways. So let's put the fun in Fun Drive and support all of this awesome content that you all provide, the fun, the joy, the community. And you can do it on the app.
It's the first day of October. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm A. Martinez. The U.S. and other countries in NATO have sent military troops and equipment to Denmark. This is NPR News.
And this is the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday, October 1st. I'm Jay Schaefer, filling in for Matthew Algio. He'll be out tomorrow, too, so you're stuck with me. But it's all right. I'll find a way to bring you the news and the weather. Speaking of which, today's forecast looks like this. Partly to mostly cloudy across much of eastern Kansas. Not all, but much. And later, everyone will have a sunny sky and a high of 86. It'll get a bit warmer tomorrow, if you can believe it. That is just crazy. Sunny on Thursday. And still too warm with a high near 88. People keep asking me about rain, Ty Edwards, like I'm in charge of it.
Yes.
I, of course, blame the National Weather Service, which is...
They are not in charge of it either.
Which is the normal thing to do. No, here's the thing. Our next chance for precipitation will come on Sunday night when there's a 30% chance for showers and storms.
Mm.
And then Monday and Tuesday and, 20 to 30% chance. We'll see. You know,
I'm just hoping for lower temps.
Yeah, me too. Well, it is what it is, and we are where we are. We are in the midst of Fall Fanfare 2025 when we try to raise enough money so we can stay in operation for another 6 months. And by the way, it's partly cloudy and 60 degrees at this moment in Lawrence. I'm going to ask you right now just to think of all the things that Kansas Public Radio provides to you every time you turn on the radio.
Yeah.
You're either going to get news, news headlines, in-depth features, an update on the weather.
Yes.
Perhaps severe weather coverage.
Correct.
Information of all kinds, entertainment, music, and it's music that you don't necessarily find all over the radio dial. Who else is playing classical music for 8 hours a day? We are. Who plays jazz overnight? We do.
Mm-hmm.
Who has specialty programs on the weekend? I know that you, History Professor Ty Edwards, are a big fan of Film Music Friday.
I love it.
That's 7 o'clock Friday night with Daryl Brogdon, our program director, who pulls double duty on the weekends.
Right.
Because he's got the Film Music Friday, but then on Saturday night and Sunday, he's got the retro cocktail hour.
Which is also super, super cool.
Yeah. And who's paying for all this?
Yeah.
You and me and people like Elaine Spencer of Topeka, an anonymous contributor who's a brand new member from DeSoto.
Yay!
A different new anonymous donor from Topeka who writes the following: keep calm and carry on. I'd like to send out a thanks to the folks that are doing the $100 extra contribution. Well, those folks are Tana and Michael Aleen of Eudora. People keep wondering if they can get in on this swag. So here's the deal.
Yeah, here's the rules.
Ty Edwards and I offered this challenge earlier.
Yes.
If you use the KPR app this morning to make your contribution, that is great. But you have to put something in the comments.
That says I'm an app person.
That says you're an app person. Otherwise, we can't see it on our
end. It doesn't differentiate for this side.
This technology is crazy. We barely understand it. And we're working our way through it this morning.
Yep.
I can't send free swag to everyone, but I will send it to the first person that uses the app and says, hey, I'm using the app to make this contribution. If you've already done that, on the honor system, I'll believe you. So you get back in touch with us and say, hey, it was me. I was the first one.
Yeah, hey. Well, just tell us you're an app person. You know I love the app people to identify themselves.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I'm getting word from Joanna Fewins, who's in charge of the entire fund drive.
She's running this. Yeah.
She says, our anonymous donor from Topeka took the prize for the first.
Yay! Okay,
first
good. We do know.
App donor. Okay.
Hey, thank you, Joanna.
I believe then that this was... Well, it was either the anonymous person or it was Elaine Spencer. They're both from Topeka.
So well, Joanna knows. She's got it.
She knows, and she's got access to the prize closet. In fact, I think she's the only person with keys.
That knows where it is?
Well, no, I know where it is. I don't have a key to it, but Joanna does. She is our development director, and she's from Redfield, Kansas.
Well, I've got a backup for folks if they're sad that they missed your little giveaway. So, because I've got a little giveaway
today. All
right,
let's hear it.
Well, so when KPR developed the new logo that they have, which I love, the four boxes, you know, that has the KPR and the sunflower. Super beautiful. You may have seen it on the KPR van.
Designed by our in-staff graphic design artist, Emily DeMarchi.
Super talented, by the way. So I don't know if it's like a year ago or something. When I first saw that, I was like, that would make a great embroidery pattern.
Yes.
And so I figured out a way, and I did it. I embroidered it, and I showed it to my little KPR friends, and they were, you know, very nice about, look at you crafting. And then I started to think about, since we want to put the fun in Fun Drive today, I was like, well, you know, some other people might like to do that. So I made up 10 of these embroidery kits that have everything you need, which has the pattern printed on the fabric, and it has a hoop, and it has a needle, and it has the right colors of KPR colors. And I assembled all of that, brought it over to KPR last week, so that we have 10 people that can select when they give, and let's see, there's rules. When they
there's
give
some
over
rules.
I think it's $30 a month, right? Or a pledge of $360 for the year, they can select a thank you gift of my embroidery kit.
Now, for those people like me who are in the dark, is this needlepoint?
Yes,
is this knitting? What is this?
It's where you stick thread in fabric. So I'm working on mine that I kept for myself here, right? So it looks...
It sounds like homework.
It sounds like fun. You know what it's really fun to do? It's fun to do while you listen to KPR. Because it's really great to do while you're listening to something.
My grandparents ran a clothing store in Stafford, Kansas when I was a kid. And they sold McCall's patterns in case you wanted to make your own clothing.
Sure.
Is this similar to...
No, way less complicated than that.
It's needlepoint.
Yes. Well, sort. It's not really needlepoint. That's a separate thing. But.
People who understand embroidery know what you're talking about.
Yes, it's hand embroidery. Yes. Right. So it's basic. I will say I'm confident. We've got a lot of listeners out there who are way more talented than me. But I was willing. So I created these kits, and my goal is two things. One, I want it to be fun for the 10 people who get it and try it. And they want you to put your productions on the hashtag CraftingKPR, which then leads me to my goal number two, which is I'd love to see more crafting ideas related to Kansas Public Radio.
All right. I'm going
to want me to hold it up?
I want you to hold this up. I'm going to send it out to the people on the KPR News Twitter feed. So I'm going to take a picture right now. If you're not following us on X, why not? At KPR News is our X handle. And for anyone like me who doesn't really understand embroidery, or even if you do, and you just want to see what Ty Edwards is talking about.
Yeah. Here's another good picture. You should take a picture of this one, too. This is what they're going to get.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I've got so much in front of me right now.
I know.
Now.
It's a lot.
I got to prepare some news for the good people who listen to this
station. You got to figure out the difference between needlepoint and embroidery. It's a lot.
I got to tweet. Or whatever we call it now. All right, let's get back to the business at hand.
Yes.
That is that our good friend Tana Aline and Michael Aline from nearby Eudora will add $100 on top of your incoming pledge in any amount. They don't care how much you give. They just want you to give.
I love this.
They'll add a $100 bill on top of your contribution when you call 888-577-5268 or when you pledge on our website at kansaspublicradio.org or...
on the app. So if you're on the app today, you know, there's always the donate button that's on the top of the app. It says donate now. It's in red. It's beautiful. Easy to find. But also you can see right at the top is the fall fanfare. And I love it. Whirlwind Words. Power Public Radio this fall. So beautiful. So you can click on that. You can click on donate now. We'd love to know who our app folks are out there. We love you telling us I'm an app lover. So let us know if you are.
I'm being told that there is a picture of the embroidery kit on the KPR Facebook page.
Ah, there you go.
And I'm gonna tweet it in just a minute. So hang on if you're on X.
Slowing down.
Check out at kansaspublicradio.org. And as KPR2 breaks away to identify themselves, I will identify us. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're all that at KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Why do we say that each and every hour? Because it's the law. And we follow the law here at KPR as best we can. And we don't want a big fat fine from the FCC. You can help this station as it tries to bring you news, music, information, and entertainment every day. All you have to do is make a phone call and give us some money. 888-577-5268. And thank you so much.
Good morning, a new NPR News Tel Aviv. This is NPR News in Washington.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. The federal government is shut down. Senate Republicans and Democrats could not agree on a continuing resolution to keep the government running. So at midnight this morning, the federal government shutdown began. NPR will have details all morning long. Kansas Republicans have taken the first step to redistrict the state's congressional map ahead of the 2026 elections. Republican lawmakers say a petition is circulating to call a special legislative session this fall. The goal would be unseating Democratic Representative Sharice Davids in the Kansas City area. But Republican leaders need near unanimous support to make that happen. Republican Representative Mark Schreiber says he will not support a GOP gerrymander.
To me, that's not the purpose of redistricting. It's not used as a political tool to increase your majority. It's to adjust for population changes.
If leaders collect enough signatures, the special session could start in November. A rural Kansas superintendent has resigned after public backlash over allegations that he sexually harassed and touched a student. Kaylin Moore reports.
The resignation follows pressure mounting on Comanche County school officials to take action against Superintendent Ty Thurer. The Kansas Reflector reports that 100 people gathered at the rural school district's meeting earlier this month to criticize the school board's handling of the allegations. Students spoke out in the spring about the inappropriate contact, but Thurer was only placed on administrative leave in September after public outcry. Last week, 10 bullets were shot at a school board member's empty car. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A Derby High School English teacher has been arrested for crimes involving children. The Sedgwick County School says the first-year teacher, Caleb Thornton, faces charges including contributing to child misconduct, child endangerment, and possession of marijuana. KWCH-TV reports Thornton was arrested Monday. The Derby High principal says the teacher is now on immediate suspension. Some Kansas doctors are wary about how artificial intelligence technology might further harm youth mental health. Major concerns include the possible loss of social skills and AI replacing human interactions. Dr. Mitchell Douglas of the University of Kansas Health System says he is especially concerned about young people using AI chatbots during a mental health crisis.
The chatbot is unlikely going to have a hard conversation. It's going to be telling you that you're good, that everything's fine, and provide general vague support, as opposed to making some challenging statements like, wow, you need help. No, you need to go talk to a parent right now.
Douglas encourages parents to talk with their kids at an early age about what artificial intelligence is and the possible risks involved in using it. Warmer weather will continue today. We'll have a high around 84 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from NPR station.
Fooled you. You thought we were going to bring you some news right now, but we're not. We're going to ask you for your support of this radio station. Didn't we just ask you for money, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes ago? Yes, we did. But we rely on our listeners more and more for their support because the federal government has taken away all of our money. Within recent years, the University of Kansas has scaled back on its support of Kansas Public Radio. We're now at the point where 94% of the money it takes to fund KPR comes from those who use this service. And it is a service, not a charity.
That's right.
So you are listening right now. Why not subscribe to this service for $5 or $10 or $15 a month or $20 or $1 a day or whatever you want to do? If you do that right now by calling 888-577-5268, Tana Aline and Michael Aline of Eudora will add $100 on top of your incoming pledge. You can make it happen right now, just like Bruce Grover did of Manhattan, who pledged online. Then we had a new member from Valley Falls make a contribution.
Love that.
Thanks so much. I'm Jay Schaefer, and she is history professor Ty Edwards. The two of us are asking you, if you care about this station, then make some kind of contribution. This is the best way for us to reach new members, Ty.
Totally.
In fact, the only reason we come on the air every so often is because we're trying to reach people who've been listening for a while, but they've never joined.
I mean, think about how much you pay for all your streaming services and how many minutes or hours you actually use that service a month, whereas KPR, it adds up quickly, right? You're listening in your car. You're listening on the app while you walk your dog. Maybe you're having it in one ear while you pretend to parent. Whatever it is you're doing, you're listening to KPR. You're gardening. I'm trying to encourage people to maybe do some crafting while they listen to KPR, which I bet you people are already doing. We know that we have listeners whose pets listen to KPR. Think of all those minutes. And you want to support all of that content so it's still there. And I loved what Richard Schrock said earlier. Thanks to the listeners who came before, who helped make sure that that content was there for me when I needed it. And I think that's what we want to do. We want to support the content we're consuming and help the listeners who come after us.
We're waiting to hear from you. Our number is 888-577-5268. We're working on a challenge. It's not quite a dollar-for-dollar match, but here's what it is. Tana and Michael Aline of Eudora We'll add $100 on top of whatever you want to give us. So if you want to give us a dollar a day, they'll add $100 on top. If you want to make a contribution for $500 or $1,000, they'll add $100 on top of your contribution. Even if you want to join us at the entry level of $5 a month or $60 a year, they'll add $100 on top of it. You can make it happen when you pick up the phone and call 888-577-5268. Here's a little behind-the-scenes extra special info at KPR that a lot of people don't know about,
mm-hmm.
Ty.
Yeah.
And that is that KPR saves just a little bit of money.
Oh.
If people either pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Yes.
Or if they use the app.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a...
app salesperson?
I'm not trying to be a gloating millennial, but you don't have to make a call, folks. You can just do it online. You can do it on the app. And it's supporting KPR just a little bit easier. I mean, obviously don't do it while you drive. Be smart.
Someone asked me the other day, well, why is it that you can make a little bit more on my pledge if you pledge online?
And I
said, well,
yeah.
Well, if you call us and we don't have a staffer available to take your call.
There you go.
It rolls over to a call center in Texas or Alaska or I don't know where. And those people have to make a living. So
sure,
you know, if they take one of our calls, they're going to charge us a little bit
should.
Money. And they should.
Yeah,
It's how capitalism
labor
works.
Labor has value.
So if you want 100% of your contribution to KPR, we'll get it all if you pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or if you use the app. Keep the calls coming. 888-577-5268.
Well, and I want to just remind everyone, if you didn't hear me say before, I'm launching with my friends here at KPR the hashtag crafting KPR movement. We're going to be people who like to do crafting and like to somehow tie our crafting to KPR and to help launch this movement. And I bet you there's people who've already done this and some unbelievable cool stuff will come from this. But to help launch this movement, I have assembled 10 embroidery kits that you can get as a thank you gift if you do $30 a month, or I think it's $360 a year, to I just send you a totally all the pieces you need to do a little KPR logo embroidery. So you'll get the hoop, you'll get the pre-printed pattern on the fabric, you'll get the embroidery floss, you'll get a needle, you'll get some of my joyous energy trapped in that container. And
is there a podcast involved in any of this?
No, that's KPR. So I'm working on my own. I kept one for me. So I'm working on mine right now. And it's just, this is one of the things I love about KPR. I can listen to music. I can listen to news. I can listen to Moth Radio Hour.
True.
Right? Live Day is coming. I'm super excited. Blocked that off. You know more about it than I do,
yeah,
Jay.
You keep talking about Live Day.
Yeah.
If you don't know, again this year, KPR's Live Day broadcast will present our very own in-house violinist, concert violinist, Destiny Ann Mermagan.
Love.
She's performing at a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. When? Friday night, October 24th. Now, admission is free, but the seating is limited because, you know, the library is only so big.
Correct.
So you need to RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org if you want to go to this free concert. We hope you can join us. It'll be a night of spooky tunes and tales and probably some bad jokes from Destiny.
She has good jokes.
And a lot of cats. Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m., it's presented by your friends here at Kansas Public Radio.
There's also a bunch of stuff, though, all day. There's a great concert at night.
Yeah, so if you don't know what Live Day is, it's a day that during all of the music portions of our broadcast day, it's all live music, performed live either here at our live performance studio on the second floor of Kansas Public Radio, or it's out in the community somewhere.
Yes.
At the library, for instance.
Right.
Or at the Lead Center or wherever.
I just think about all of you people who work here, like, just hustling around town, trying to not only, you know, do your jobs, but get that so we can hear it at home or in our cars or on our, you know, at work.
You know who's really busy on Live Day?
You.
No. I do so little on Live Day. But no, it's the engineers.
I believe it.
Our recording engineers, the people with all the high-dollar microphones and all the cables and all the broadcast equipment. So our engineers, Jason Sloat, Chuck Smith, and Steve Kincaid.
Love those. Love those engineers.
And, you know, every time we have a performer come in. Of course, the musicians are busy because they're performing.
Sure.
But, for instance, if we have a piano player, a pianist, if you will, come in to play the piano, we always have a tuner come in prior to their arrival.
Of course.
And, you know, you don't think about that costs money.
Yes, it does.
And we use the live performance space a lot. So that costs money. We have to pay these engineers. For some reason, they want to get paid. There's all kinds of people working on air and off air at KPR, but not very many. There's about 18 employees of this radio station. And then we get volunteers like history professor Ty Edwards to come
hey,
in.
Hey, happy to be here.
Happy to be here. So, you know, we don't have a lot of overhead because we've got a fairly small staff doing a whole lot every day. And we're just asking you to help pay for some of it. And you get to decide how much you'd like to pay for when you call 888-577-5268.
This is the time also to click on your Donate Now button on your app. On your app, you can get all kinds of listener, you know, well, the beauty for me of the app is I can listen while I'm driving, right? So if I'm going to lose your radio station and I don't have them memorized like you do when you tell me, you know, when you're on your way to Southeast Kansas, here's the number. If I just listen Bluetooth on my app, I can just get it all the way, right? Or if I'm traveling, I can just turn on the KPR app. I don't have to find what the local station is where I'm at. So convenient.
You're so tech savvy.
Well, hardly, but I can do the app.
You could do the app. Well, if you could do the app, pledge on the app. If you'd like to make a phone call, then call this number, 888-577-5268, or pledge safely, securely, and conveniently online at kansaspublicradio.org. The pressure is on here at KPR. We're trying to raise money during Fall Fanfare 2025. And you can help out. Any amount that you pledge right now, it'll be not matched, but a $100 bill will be stapled to your pledge right now, thanks to Tana and Michael Aline of Eudora. I think we've still got some opportunities available on that challenge before us this morning. I'm going to check in and look what the big board says. We've got 13 more opportunities to have $100 added to your pledge this morning. Make it happen when you pledge at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, while at lead.ku.edu.
More news still to come on Morning Edition. Thanks for tuning in. In about 10 minutes, we'll have an update of news headlines. Our forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this for today. Partly to mostly cloudy skies here and there. Oddly clear skies in the southern part of Kansas. It's going to be warm today. By this afternoon, everyone should have a fair amount of sunshine and a high of 86. A little warmer tomorrow. Sunny on Thursday, a high of 88. Friday, sunny and 89. Saturday, 85. Sunday, 86. When will it end? When will fall get here? We'll find out together. By the way, the next chance for rain will come Sunday night when there's a 30% chance of showers and storms. There's also a chance Monday, Monday night, and Tuesday. Not a big chance, about a 20 to 30% chance. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy and 60. Topeka, partly cloudy and 60. Manhattan with a clear sky and 60. In Chanute, clear and 57. And in Emporia, clear skies, 58 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Serving you since 1952, it's Kansas Public Radio. We are in the middle of our fall membership drive. We're hoping to reach some new members because all of our federal funding has been taken away. You can help out. You use this station, so why not invest in it so it's here for you tomorrow? It's easy to do. And any amount you pledge right now, $100 will be added on top of it, thanks to Tana Aline and Michael Aline of Eudora, longtime listeners and supporters. It's easy to do, but it's also easy to take for granted. You could sit back all morning long and hear us ask for you to call or pledge and do nothing. But that won't help. The only way we can bring you news, information, entertainment, music, and everything else we do is by having you support it. Support this station now in any amount. An extra $100 will be added on top of your pledge. That number is 888-577-5268. You can also pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. All right, enough on that. It's 7:21. More news is straight ahead.
From NPR News.
The next All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Partly cloudy, 60 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. Later today, sunshine for everyone. We'll have a high of 86 degrees.
Live from NPR.
For NPR News, I'm Carmen Russell-Sluchansky in Philadelphia.
This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The federal government has been shut down since midnight. As NOAA Taborda reports, the shutdown could jeopardize some critical safety net services here in Kansas.
The first to feel an impact might be Kansas families who rely on federal assistance to put food on the table. Since the shutdown coincides with the start of the fiscal year, the food program supporting women and children would run out of funds if the shutdown lasts more than a week. Others who could feel immediate impact are federal workers and active duty military service members who would not be paid during the shutdown. Staff at national parks, like Brown v. Board of Education Historic Park in Topeka, may also go unpaid. During the last shutdown, parks were accessible to the public, but many employees had to stay home. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky ditched her swimming cap for a lab coat yesterday in order to teach Kansas students about science and technology careers. Jody Fortino reports.
The most decorated American woman in Olympic history visited Cedar Trails Exploration Center in Lenexa as part of her collaboration with Panasonic to promote education in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, or STEAM. Ledecky, who has 9 Olympic gold medals, says she developed a love of math during her swimming career.
I'm a distance swimmer, so I was always calculating pace times and running all the numbers in my head, and I also had some really great science teachers growing up.
Panasonic opened a $4 billion plant in DeSoto in July. Officials there say they look forward to working more with the school district to increase STEAM education. I'm Jody Fortino.
The Kansas City Royals expect to have Salvador Perez back for the final year of his current contract in 2026. Greg Eklund has more from Kansas City.
Salvador Perez reached 2 major milestones this year when he... I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for the KPR listening area today, warm, sunny, a high of 86 degrees this afternoon. It'll be sunny tomorrow and warmer with a high of 88. Friday's high, 89 degrees. Here at the University of Kansas, it is cloudy and sad. Sad because you're not calling 888-577-5268. But you can change that right now, and we hope you do.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez in Los Angeles, California.
RIFs are allowed to work through the shutdown, so it's possible we could see some notices go out.
Now, what are you hearing from federal employees about, you know, possibly being fired and then not brought back to work?
Yeah, well, yesterday, unions representing federal employees filed a lawsuit over this. They called the threats of mass layoffs during the shutdown an unlawful abuse of power by the Trump administration. They said it was aimed at punishing workers and pressuring Democrats in Congress to essentially cave. Now, the White House did not respond to our request for comment about this lawsuit. Meanwhile, you have some federal employees saying this threat of being laid off at any moment, that this is nothing new. Jenna Norton, a scientist with the National Institutes of Health, talked about this at a press conference on Monday. She was among several feds who spoke in their personal capacity, and here's what she said.
As a federal worker, I am here to tell you that every awful thing that would happen in a shutdown, shuttering programs that Americans rely on, damaging our economy, firing federal workers, all of this is already happening.
And A, there have been numerous lawsuits challenging all those things, firings, dismantling of programs and whole agencies. And while lower courts have temporarily paused many of those actions, the Supreme Court has in multiple instances allowed the Trump administration to move forward, at least for now.
How will we know if there are indeed mass firings?
Well, I suspect we'd hear from employees themselves, but also federal agencies are required to notify labor unions and states ahead of mass layoffs. The Trump administration has not always followed these rules, but they might do so this time.
That's NPR's Andrea Hsu. Thanks a lot, Andrea.
You're welcome.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Well, we've caught you again, listening to Kansas Public Radio's Morning Edition, and we're so happy to have you here on this first day of October. Mm. Our forecast for Wednesday, sunny and pretty warm later today with a high of 86. Right now, we're trying to encourage you to give us a little money so we can keep bringing you programs like Morning Edition, Top of the Hour News, and everything else we do at Kansas Public Radio. Make an investment right now, and a $100 bill will be added on top of your contribution to KPR, thanks to Tana and Michael Aline of Eudora.
Yes, thank you so much for them. You know, having that support for our listeners. I was looking up some of the numbers they share with me here when I come into KPR, and listening to Morning Edition costs $150 per hour for Kansas Public Radio to have that content, which means as a listener, if you donate, you know, $150, you've paid for 1 hour, right, out of all the days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So $12.50 a month buys 1 hour of KPR news. So when you think about that, I mean, think about all the hours of KPR content every day, and then think about, you know, Morning Edition every morning, All Things Considered, Weekend Edition, right? All these programs have an associated cost. And I think when we think about our own listening, it's because we all listen together that we can have a lower cost individually. But the only way Kansas Public Radio can afford any of that content permanently is if you have enough listener members to pay for it. And so, you know, we've talked about how there's less support coming from any other entities, government or otherwise. And so Kansas Public Radio is really a listener member entity, right? Like, that's how the work gets done. And we need you to be a part of that. So you can call, of course, 1-888-577-5268. But again, the three people that like to call, we know already did. So the rest of you are kansaspublicradio.org folks. You can just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on Fall Fanfare or Donate. And then on the app, at the top right, there's always the Donate Now button. And the first tile there is the Fall Fanfare link. I'd love to hear from app folks about how they use the app. You know,
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, put it in the comments. How do you use the app? Do you use it walking the dog? Do you use it to go to sleep? Do you use it?
I use it. I don't use it to pledge anything, but
yeah.
I listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to switch back and forth between KPR and KPR2.
Yes.
Depending on what I'm in the mood for.
Exactly.
Sometimes I want to get away from the news.
Sure.
KPR1 might be running classical music or so. You know, there's so many options in this great country of ours.
Yes.
One of the options is listening to Kansas Public Radio or KPR2. It's something you're doing right now.
Yep.
We are simulcasting on KPR and KPR2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
We simulcast Morning Edition. And we simulcast All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. There's no escape. You're going to get news from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. every weekday and from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. every weekday. That's an awful lot of news. Kansas news, international news, the list goes on and on. You know what it's all about if you've been listening for a while, but have you made a contribution? We're asking you to do that right now. We still have some opportunities left on the challenge out of Eudora. Tana and Michael Aline are adding $100 on top of your pledge in any amount. So pledge away at 888-577-5268 or pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org or use the app if you are so sophisticated. I do want to thank a brand new member from Ogden, Kansas,
Ooh.
Jennifer Colenz, thank you for making a web pledge. Then we had an existing member from Winchester.
Love it.
Who is already a sustainer but wanted to upgrade
Love it. So
the sustaining
generous.
Membership. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, I always feel a little bit bad when someone is already giving us money at the sustaining level.
Yeah.
And they hear our appeals and they're like, well,
I can do more.
Maybe I can upgrade by five. That is wonderful. But really, I'm looking for new people.
Yeah.
You've been listening for years. You've never contributed. Become a brand new member. We will welcome you with open arms if you'll simply make a pledge. Call 888-577-5268. More news coming up in just a moment. Here's a new member from Topeka, Adrian Hartsaw.
Yay!
Thank you, Adrian, for your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. We're hoping to hear from you this morning. It is the first day of October. It is Wednesday. It's going to warm up and be sunny by this afternoon. We'll have a high of 86 degrees. If you think enough of this radio station to make a pledge, then make it this morning. Because right now, an extra $100 bill will be added on top of your pledge in any amount. Thanks to Tana and Michael Aleen of Eudora. The number to call is 888-577-5268. Or pledge safely, securely, and conveniently at kansaspublicradio.org.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
More news straight ahead on Kansas Public Radio's Morning Edition. Our website guru, Danny Mantilla, is taking pledges for us this morning. He's taking a pledge right now.
On the phone.
On the phone. You can be the next one by calling 888-577-5268. Thanks for thinking of us.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio on this Wednesday morning. I'm here with Johnson County Community College history professor Ty Edwards, encouraging you to make an investment in the station that brings you so much every time you turn on the radio or listen on the app or stream this service on your laptop or your desktop or whatever you're involved in. Kansas Public Radio is here for you every day with news, weather, information, entertainment, music. It all goes on and on and on. We're asking you right now to make a contribution of some kind. Call 888-577-5268. And we have the best deal
ever
of the membership drive. This
is a favorite.
This has just been handed to me.
Yes.
Mary Nestor of Topeka will be adding a dollar-for-dollar match to any membership level pledge, up to $1,500. In addition to that, Security Benefit will match her pledge dollar for dollar up to $1,500. This is good for any pledge at any membership level.
Love it.
So it's really a double match potential happening right now. $100 becomes $300. $120 becomes $360. And that's about as far as my math skills will take me. But if you pledge now, you will have your gift matched twice. So why is that? Well, Mary Nestor of Topeka used to work for Security Benefit. So that's her former employer.
Sure.
And being a good and wonderful company that Security Benefit is, they're like, Mary Nestor, if you're going to be matching contributions for KPR, we're going to do the same.
That's so amazing.
It's the double match happening right now by calling us at 888-577-5268.
I think that's a great example of the sort of community that comes together around KPR. I mean, Mary Nestor might be the number one KPR fan. All of the support she provides.
It's a tie between Mary Nestor and Lynn Heiligenthal.
Yes! So supportive.
I mean, they're going back and forth.
I love that.
Who can support KPR more?
Well, that's what we want to be in that competition, right?
We want to get in on that.
Yeah, let's all be part of that competition. And we can support KPR at whatever level we're able, right? Mary is doing this in a way that uses her former employer's benefits, also her own resources, and we can benefit from that by taking part of that challenge right now. And I think that's you know, this Mary Nestor challenge is something I've heard of before, right? When I've listened to KPR or I've been here helping with fund drives. And I think that's an example of how KPR has this stability, right? It has this content that's always there for you, right? You may be taking a break from the news or you may be taking a trip and you're not local to listen to the programming. But when you come back, it's still there, right? It's ready for you, waiting for you, giving you all the content you need. And in order to make that happen, as we were hearing from Richard Track earlier, listeners before you have taken action to make sure that they support the content that they listen to and that it's there for you later. So we want to be people that also take action to support the content we're using and support the content that other people are going to need now and after us. So if you're one of those folks using KPR, we need to hear from you, kansaspublicradio.org. I believe we have multiple people taking phone calls now.
Yeah, so I understand that our development department director, Joanna Fewins,
yes,
has decided to jump on the phone, anticipating a lot of phone calls once we announced this challenge.
Totally.
So I hope she's right. We also have Danny Mantilla, who is our website guru, taking calls as well. Mm. So you can call. Phone lines are open and available at 888-577-5268. You can also pledge online, kansaspublicradio.org. You can pledge on the app.
Of course.
There are so many ways to make your pledge known to us. And remember, if you're just tuning in, Mary Nestor of Topeka is providing a dollar-for-dollar match, and her one-time employer, Security Benefit, is providing a dollar-for-dollar match. So you're getting your contribution matched twice right now if you'll just make the pledge.
And you may have heard earlier, I'm also throwing in KPR embroidery kits. Does this sound weird? Yeah, it is weird.
How many of those do you have?
10. We've got 10 KPR embroidery kits. We're calling it hashtag crafting KPR. And we know that lots of folks out there make cool things and make way cooler things than I make, by the way. And so if you wanted to be a KPR embroidery kit person, you've got to make a pledge at $30 a month or $360. And if you did that now in the Mary Nestor Challenge, right? So not only would you get double match for that contribution from Mary and Security Benefit Group, but you could get an embroidery kit. So I've got the fabric, I've got the pre-printed pattern, I've got the hoop, I've got the needle, I've got the KPR gorgeous color thread, and you could have a little craft to do while you listen to your favorite news or you listen to your favorite NPR podcast, which also brings me to remind everyone, if you use the NPR website, the KPR website, if you listen to NPR podcasts, the way you support all of that content is by being a member of your local station. Also, on a side note, if any of you are TikTok users, I follow NPR on TikTok, and they have a lot of good video content on there. So if you want to support any of those ways you consume KPR content or NPR content, you just got to be a member of Kansas Public Radio. So you can do that. Again, right now we have like peak phone use. So if you're a phone person, 888-577-5268, click on your app donate now button or kansaspublicradio.org. They've got all the cool fall fanfare stuff there.
If you'd like to see an example of this crafty needlework project, I'm told that on the KPR Facebook page, you can see it. You can see the kit that you'll be getting if you pledge $30 a month or more. But if you're not interested at all in needlepoint, you can still call.
Who is that?
I don't know who those people would be. But you can still call and have your contribution matched by Mary Nestor and by Security Benefit, both out of Topeka. They're matching incoming pledges dollar for dollar right now when you call 888-577-5268. We had an anonymous new member join us from Topeka.
Woo! Great.
We had an existing member throw more money our way.
So generous.
Cheryl Burke of Topeka. Topeka's really showing up.
Yeah, it's a big day for Topeka.
Ludi Sapp of Topeka, who's made a contribution and who is an existing member.
So nice.
A new anonymous contribution from the capital city of Topeka. A new, or rather an existing, anonymous contributor from Overland Park.
Ooh, I know where that is.
Has checked in. I'm trying to see if I've been able to thank everybody I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, it's very complicated how we do the fund drive. I'm looking at a computer screen that's coming from somewhere else in the building. And, you know, they're giving me these instructions. And I'm like, I've got to go put some news together, people.
I know. You're doing a lot of work.
I can't just sit here and raise money all day long. But I am right now, or trying to. And you can help. Call 888-577-5268. If you're just joining us this morning, here's what's going on. It's the first day of October, but it will feel a little too warm. Mm. We'll have sunshine by this afternoon, a high of 86. Tomorrow, sunny and 88.
Ugh.
Friday, 89. What is happening? Saturday, 85. Sunday, 86. The good news, possible good news, Sunday night, 30% chance of showers.
Whew.
Maybe some thunderstorms. Monday night, and Tuesday, about a 20 to 30% chance as well. Ooh, more good news. Some folks have just joined us. Randy Montgomery of Emporia has made a web pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. You can be the next taker, and remember, it's probably, if not the best time to make your contribution, it's got to be in the top
super close.
Two or three.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the Mary Nestor Challenge. Mary Nestor of Topeka, along with her former employer, Security Benefit of Topeka, they're both offering dollar-for-dollar matches right now. So your contribution doesn't just get matched once, it gets matched twice. A $100 contribution to KPR becomes a $300 contribution.
So good.
It's crazy. And you can take part in some of this craziness on this Wednesday morning. Call us, 888-577-5268. Remember, we can't do what we do every day without you. And we are there for you every time you turn on the radio. We're asking you to be there for us right now. Call 888-577-5268. Kansas Public Radio has been broadcasting from the campus of the University of Kansas since 1952. And we've grown over the years. Kansas Public Radio now includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And if you can't remember all that, visit our website and find our call letters and frequencies listed for you. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Furloughed, what does it mean for a Republican congressman whose district includes the Kennedy Space?
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. The federal government is shut down. NPR will have details all day long. Elsewhere, a Kansas judge has dismissed Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach's lawsuit that was aimed at forcing the state to hand over private SNAP data to federal officials.
Kobach filed the lawsuit against Democratic turning over the information would violate recipient privacy. Judge Teresa Watson ruled that Kansas law does not require the state to grant the data request. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas Republicans have taken the first steps to redistrict the state's congressional map ahead of the 2026 elections. Republican lawmakers say a petition is circulating to call a special legislative session this fall. The goal would be unseating Democratic Representative Sharice Davids in the Kansas City area. But Republican leaders would need near unanimous support to make that happen. And Republican Representative Mark Schreiber says he won't support a GOP gerrymander.
To me, that's not the purpose of redistricting. It's not used as a political tool to increase your majority. It's to adjust for population changes.
If leaders collect enough signatures, the special session could start in November. A rural Kansas school superintendent has resigned after public backlash over allegations that he sexually harassed and touched a student. Kaylin Moore has that story.
The resignation follows pressure mounting on Comanche County school officials to take action against Superintendent Ty Thurer. The Kansas Reflector reports that 100 people gathered at the rural school district's meeting earlier this month to criticize the school board's handling of the allegations. Students spoke out in the spring about the inappropriate contact, but Thurer was only placed on administrative leave in September after public outcry. Last week, 10 bullets were shot at a school board member's empty car. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Some Kansas doctors are wary about how artificial intelligence technology might further harm youth mental health. Major concerns include the possible loss of social skills and artificial intelligence replacing human interactions. Dr. Mitchell Douglas of the University of Kansas Health System says he's especially concerned about young people using AI chatbots during a mental health crisis.
The chatbot is unlikely going to have a hard conversation. It's going to be telling you that you're good, that everything's fine, and provide general vague support, as opposed to making some challenging statements like, wow, you need help. No, you need to go talk to a parent right now.
Douglas encourages parents to talk with their kids at an early age about what artificial intelligence is and the possible risks involved in using it. Here at the University of Kansas, cloudy skies, 61 degrees. It's going to be sunny later today and pretty warm. We'll have a high of 86. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high near 88. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
This is Morning Edition from...
Meet each other in real life, still hear each other out.
Yeah, I mean, something we need more than ever. And I'm also thinking about the connection we share with our listeners and our readers.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sound, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Cloudy skies here in Topeka, 62 degrees. Let me say that again. Cloudy here in Lawrence in 62. In Topeka, mostly cloudy in 63. Right now in Manhattan, the sun is shining, 62. Junction City also with 62. Emporia has clouded up, 61 degrees there. We're going to warm up today and have a high of 86 and mostly sunny skies by later today. Tomorrow, sunny and quite warm with a high of 88.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Schrock. I'm an emeritus professor at Emporia State University and a member of the KPR Advisory Board. For decades before the pandemic, I was in China every summer, speaking at 28 different teacher universities. And when time allowed, I would listen to Morning Edition. But in the evening, as the sun goes down. Of course, their time is 11 or 12 hours off, depending on when the U.S. is on regular or daylight saving time. And I am not alone. Some of you are listening to Kansas Public Radio by online streaming right now. Far out of range, beyond the Kansas areas served by radio towers. But we listen to Kansas Public Radio because we value the quality of this station. The local program hosts are familiar voices now. They have become like family. And there is a quality to the programs they provide us that just isn't available elsewhere. So whether we are in China listening in or streaming KPR from across the U.S. or anywhere else in the world with access to the Internet, we need to do our fair share to keep this quality coming. And that is so easy on the Internet. Just connect to kansaspublicradio.org and become a sustaining member. I wouldn't leave home without it.
Don't leave home without it. Thank you. Richard Schrock, Professor Emeritus at Emporia State University. Good morning to you. I'm Jay Schaefer, and our special guest this morning is History Professor Ty Edwards from Johnson County Community College.
Good morning.
And we're so excited because a lot of people have showed up this morning.
Yes.
With pledges, including many existing members like Marilyn Kelliker.
Woo!
Of Topeka.
Great Topeka Day.
Who has made additional funds available to us. Here's where we are on perhaps the most exciting challenge of the drive.
Mm.
We have $550 left in the Mary Nestor Security Benefit Challenge. If you're just joining us or if you missed the news earlier, here's the deal. Mary Nestor is matching pledges dollar for dollar, and her former employer, Security Benefit of Topeka, is matching pledges dollar for dollar as well. So it's an incredible double match going on right now when you pledge at 888-577-5268.
It's a wonderful time to think about yourself in community. I loved the way Richard Schrock was talking about he's a listener even when he's out of the country, right? And
that's dedication.
Well, but also it's something the app makes easier. It's something the internet makes easier, as he was mentioning. I've had texts this morning from some of my friends and colleagues who are not living in the state but are listening online to KPR. And you've shared with me the wonderful stories about Retro Cocktail Hour being super popular across the country.
Oh, my goodness. So the show started almost 30 years ago.
Okay.
On a single radio station, this one.
Kansas Public Radio.
Yeah. And since that time, over three decades, the Retro Cocktail Hour is now carried on more than 100 other radio stations around the world.
Woo!
Now, some people think it's strange and unusual music, but clearly there's an audience for
it. Huge audience.
It has been syndicated worldwide, and people show up to support that show. What about Morning Edition? Does anybody listen to this in the morning? You do. Well, you've already given us your pledge on the app.
Yeah.
If we could just get a few more people to either pledge on the app or pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org, we will be well on our way. By the way, Danny Mantilla, our website guru, is taking calls this morning, and so is Gracie. Gracie is one of our KPR interns.
I love this. So we're at maximum capacity right now to take people's calls at 888-577-5268, which, by the way, I remember when I first became a member, I did not save that number, and I would always be like, I hear you say it a million times, but like when it came the moment to like plug it in, I was like, I couldn't remember, right?
So let me school you on the phone number. Yes,
yeah.
Here's the trick. So when you say the number, because people get excited,
yes,
and they just burn through it, 888, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
So here's when you say the number, you need to write it down.
Yes.
So call 888
577-5268.
That will give people a chance for it to register in their
brain.
And
have time.
See what all these years of radio experience have brought to me. I'm almost like a teacher now, aren't I?
Yes, in a way.
Not quite.
Yeah, well, in a way. I mean, I would actually argue there's another trick, which is 888-KPR-KANU.
True.
Right? That's another way.
Then you have to look at your...
Yeah, you do have to look. Yeah. I mean, it's a choice, right?
It's alphanumeric choice
that you can make.
Keypad.
KansasPublicRadio.org, of course, is easy to remember. And many of us app users, right, we don't have to remember any URLs or phone numbers. We just click on Donate Now, and we are right where we need to be to get that work done.
We have an existing anonymous contributor from Lawrence who says they are giving via payroll.
Ooh, that's cool.
If that's an option, great. This person says, keep up the good work.
Awesome.
An existing member, Michelle Dingus of Topeka. I hope I got your name right. Michelle, thank you for being an existing member. Another existing member who has apparently made another contribution, Caitlin Lesperance of Topeka. Thank you, Caitlin.
Good job.
And then an existing anonymous contributor from Lawrence with a generous pledge. Thank you for your work keeping us informed and engaged.
Oh, so true.
Well, you know, you help make public radio possible when you make a contribution. So we'll do our part. Thank you for doing your part by making a pledge at 888-577-5268.
Well, I'd like to remind everyone that we're launching #CraftingKPR today. So if anyone wants to be a $30...
Wait a minute. Is this where we're going to talk about the embroidery?
Yes, favorite part of the show today.
Go ahead. I'm going to get some more coffee.
Yeah, Jay can't remember the difference between needlework and embroidery. So if those crafters out there, you can giggle at the difference. But if you do $30 a month or $360 for the year, you can select from a thank you gift a KPR embroidery kit that I made for everyone. So I printed the pattern on the fabric. It's got a hoop. It's got the thread. It's got the needle. In these beautiful KPR colors, you can embroider the beautiful KPR logo, which, again, the first time I saw it, I was like, that would make a great embroidery pattern, and I'm right. So I'm working on mine right here while we're sitting.
Since you're providing the pattern and people aren't on their own, it's sort of like paint by numbers, but with thread.
That's exactly right. Great analogy. Yeah, for the embroiderers out there, they know what I'm talking about.
Know.
They've seen a kit before.
And you're sending them a needle and thread.
Yeah, all of it. They have everything they need.
And the thing that you're actually
the
doing,
hoop and the fabric.
Doing the design on.
Yes, it's already pre-printed with the KPR logo.
It's very exciting if you're crafty.
So, and we'd love more crafts.
And if you want to get in on the KPR craftiness this morning, that's going to require a pledge of $30 a month.
Or $360 for the year.
Or $360 for the year. So if you gave a dollar a day,
you'd get one. You'd be right there. Just select it as your thank you gift as you click. Yeah, or tell them on the phone.
Tell them on the phone at 888-577-5268. We're not just asking for contributions this morning during our fall membership drive. We're bringing you the news, and news headlines are coming up next, so don't touch that dial. Be like Randall Fillmore of Lawrence, who made a generous pledge. Once Randall heard about the double match, he knew that now was the time to call.
He's right.
I think there's still some money left on that challenge, so just to be on the safe side, go ahead and make your own contribution. Oh, I'm being told now $200 to go. We have a pool of matching funds, thanks to Mary Nestor and Security Benefit in Topeka. There's $200 left to go. So if you have an extra $200, make your contribution right now. Mary Nestor will match it. Security Benefit will match it. And wow, wouldn't that be great? Our number is 888-577-5268. Call now. The pressure is on. You can make it happen by calling 888-577-5268. Thanks for thinking of us on this Wednesday morning, the first day of October.
Tom Johnson was a top White House aide to LBJ, also the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear the next All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at maselli's.com.
Cloudy and 63 degrees here in Lawrence. Later today, skies will become sunny. We'll warm up to around 86. It's 8:30.
Live from NPR News, this is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The federal government is shut down. NPR will have details throughout the day. Here in Kansas, a judge has dismissed Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach's lawsuit that aimed to force the state to hand over private SNAP data to federal officials. Kobach filed the lawsuit against Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration for withholding personal information about Kansans who receive food assistance. Judge Teresa Watson ruled that Kansas law does not require the state to grant the data request. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says that the Senate subcommittee he chairs will continue to investigate the crash of a Wichita-based American Airlines flight, but he won't be weighing in on a new federal lawsuit.
We're planning another hearing to get to additional set of facts and try to resolve more as to what is the fault, where is the fault lie. But I'd leave it up to the family members to make decisions in consultation with their attorneys about what the appropriate legal response is.
67 people died in January when an American Airlines flight collided with an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. The family of a Connecticut man killed in that crash filed the first wrongful death lawsuit in federal court just last week. Attorneys representing the family say they think as many as 35 other people plan to sue American Airlines, its regional carrier, and the federal government for negligence. Utility company Evergy is investigating an incident in which a lineman was electrocuted and nearly killed last week while working to repair an outage near Kingman in south-central Kansas. Evergy told KWCH-TV that the lineman, Brandon Kaufman, remains in critical condition at a Wichita hospital. Evergy declined to provide further details. A GoFundMe campaign has been created to help support the lineman, his wife, and their three children. The Kansas City Royals expect to have Salvador Perez back for the final year of his current contract next year.
Salvador Perez reached two major milestones this year when he hit his 300th career homer. I'm Greg Eklund.
That's Greg Eklund in Kansas City. I'm Jay Schaefer in Lawrence. Make a pledge now at 888-577-5268.
This is Morning Edition from
7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday morning, October 1st. You've caught us in the middle of our fall membership drive, something we call fall fanfare for some reason. It is cloudy and 64 degrees, and scientists tell us that under a cloudy sky when it's about 64, those are the perfect conditions to make a pledge to Kansas Public Radio. 888-577-5268. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with Johnson County Community College History Professor Ty Edwards.
I'm so happy to be here. This is the perfect conditions. The perfect conditions, maybe all conditions, of giving to Kansas Public Radio and becoming a member, especially a new member. If you have not taken the step to help support the content that you benefit from, we'd love to hear from you. We've had wonderful upgrades from existing members, but we'd like new people to also join so that we can ensure that we are supporting the content we're using. And as Richard Schrock said later, he was grateful to listeners who came before him that made sure that content was available when he started to listen.
That's
me
such
too.
A wonderful point, because when you came to public radio, when I came to public radio, we weren't giving money. We weren't already members. But somebody had given before we came along to make public radio possible for us. And so now we're hoping to pay it forward a little bit for the next generation of public radio listeners, or consumers, if you will. You can make that happen when you make your own contribution by calling 888-577-5268. You can pledge on the fancy KPR app.
Oh, yes. Donate now.
Or you can pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And we're going to get right back into the news. In fact, there's a story coming out of Denmark. After a week of flights by unidentified drones, the U.S. and other NATO countries sent troops and equipment to Denmark to protect its capital during meetings with European leaders today. So that story coming from Denmark straight ahead here on Morning Edition. And it's just a couple of minutes from right now. You don't want to miss that important story or the rest of what we're bringing you this morning on Morning Edition. So make your pledge known to us, especially if you've been listening for a while and you've never given. Become a new member today. All will be forgiven. We will welcome you to our award-winning team.
Absolutely. Also, when you're thinking about supporting Kansas Public Radio, it's not just for me, the content that I love, right? You know, the news, the music. It's also all the folks that work here. You've been talking to us about all the engineers that help with, you know, putting all the content on, but, you know, the challenges of Live Day, for example.
Behind the scenes people, so critical to what we're doing.
Yes.
Here.
And I just want, because a lot of the work I think you all do here is sort of invisible to the public. And I want people to, I want you all that work here to know that we, the listeners, support you, that we see this work, we benefit from this work, and I want to show that appreciation. So for me, it's even more than the content, right? It's about recognizing the excellence of people who do this work. And think how unique it is to have to work somewhere where you have to ask the public to support what they're already using, the work you've already done. That's also a hard job, right?
Well, there's no way we would go to people who don't listen and say, would you like to give us
right.
$20 a month?
Right.
They'd say, get out of here.
What is this?
We're only asking you because you're listening right now.
Yeah.
And we would like to welcome you to the party. Daniel Shaughnessy of Topeka has made a contribution. Daniel is an existing member.
Awesome.
We reached a new member.
Yay!
An anonymous contributor from Topeka. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Erica Ochoa. Ochoa? Did I get that right? Erica of Lawrence, thank you for becoming a brand new member of Kansas Public Radio. Kate Aachen of Lawrence, who says, you are all so important now more than ever, and your work is so dang appreciated.
Can new I say, member, too. New
can
member.
I say dang on the radio?
Yeah, you can.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't find me, FCC. I don't have a lot of
D-A-N-G,
money.
D-A-N-G, you're safe.
And what I have, it goes to KPR. So.
Yes.
Thank you, Kate Aachen of Lawrence. Thanks to everyone. And thanks to everyone who's already an existing member. You know, we may not thank you by name, but if you became an existing member, oh, I don't know, a year, two, 5 years
20.
Ago,
yeah.
You may never hear us individually thank you, but we do thank you. Imagine how hard it is to put together a radio station's budget when you don't know how much money is coming in or when it's coming in.
Yeah.
But as an existing member, this is someone who makes an automatic monthly contribution of some amount on a credit card or through a bank statement. That's what a sustainer is.
set it and forget it. And then we know, oh, we can always count on Joe Blow, who's good for $10 a month or $20 a month.
Yes.
So it really helps the powers that be here at KPR, not me, but people higher up the food chain than me, decide what programs we can afford to bring
That's
you.
That's right.
And let me tell you, when it comes to the cost of programs, Morning Edition and All Things Considered are quite pricey.
Yes, expensive. Well, they create a lot of content very often.
A lot of people listen.
Yeah.
A lot of people enjoy news from around the world. Maybe you're like me and you listen to a lot of KPR, too.
Mm.
Or maybe you're not like me and you mostly listen to KPR for the music.
Yes.
Whatever you like about this station,
yes,
it is here for you. And it's here for you this morning when you call 888-577-5268 and make a pledge. Steve Short from Manhattan did so.
Yay!
An anonymous contributor from Columbus, Ohio.
Do you think there may be a retro cocktail hour person?
Could be. Could be.
That'd
we
be
don't
fun.
We don't know. There's some information we just don't know. Teresa Marmon from Topeka, an existing member, giving us even more money. Oh, and then here's one. Ty Edwards, history professor at Johnson County Community College, who has pledged on the KPR app.
To be fair, and Ryan Edwards.
Yeah. Oh, and Ryan Edwards. Yeah. Well, thank you, Ryan and Ty. And thanks for being here, Ty, on this Wednesday morning, October 1st, where it's cloudy and 64 degrees. We're here for you every day with news, music, information, entertainment, and so much more. We're asking you to be there for us right now. Thanks.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Robert Wood.
This is NPR News.
And this is the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We'd like to thank The Roost for providing breakfast for our volunteers and guests during this fall membership drive. You'll find The Roost at 920 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies here and there, but by this afternoon it should be sunny for everyone with a high of 86. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 88, and by Friday, sunny, a high near 89 degrees. I don't know what's going on. Usually October is the best month to be in Kansas. We'll get it sorted out here. Right now we're trying to raise some money for the radio station that brings all of us so much every time we turn it on. Right now we're listening to Morning Edition and the day's news, and you can help support this program by making your own contribution. Call 888-577-5268. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with Ty Edwards, history professor at Johnson County Community College. And here's what I know, Ty. We successfully met the challenge earlier from Mary Nestor and Security Benefit, one of the most popular challenges thrown down every fund drive.
Love it.
But in the background, we're working on another challenge. This one is from Tana and Michael Aline of Eudora. By the way, Tana, in case you didn't know,
I don't know,
is the sister of Kurt von Aachen, who designed this radio station.
Oh, wow.
Architect, or helped anyway.
Yeah.
And then Kate von Aachen called in earlier with a contribution.
Yay.
So, you know, the von Aachen clan and their extended families are really helping KPR. And we have six more opportunities in the Tana and Michael Aline Challenge.
Okay.
They'll be adding $100 on top of your pledge in any amount right now.
I love it. Well, you should think about taking advantage of that because it just boosts the amount of money, right, that's going to support our wonderful station, these wonderful programs. Again, I was just looking it up. It costs $150 per hour or $12.50 a month to buy 1 hour of Morning Edition, right?
1 hour a year.
Yeah, 1 hour a year.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
That's right. Not a day, not a week. You know, so that just shows you why we need everyone to work together to help provide this programming. I was also looking at the Moth Radio Hour. So the other day I was listening to Moth in my car, and I was like, that sounds like Lin-Manuel Miranda. And Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know, of Hamilton fame,
yes.
He was on The Moth. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, there's all this great stuff. I've saved before some of the stories from on Moth from veterans. Around Veterans Day, they usually do special programming. And I've saved some of those to use with my students because they're great stories and they're so well told by the person who experienced them. I mean, that's just an example of the content that I come here to listen to. I loved how you mentioned earlier, one of the benefits of the app is you can toggle really easily between KPR 1 and KPR 2.
True.
So, you know, you can just switch back and forth. I want some music now. I want some news now. I love that about the way you make your content so available, right? In whatever format people need to get to it, right?
Do you have like a top three list of KPR things? Like, I'm guessing Film Music Friday might be somewhere.
I love, yes.
Do you have three?
I really like Cordelia's Classical in the Morning.
Oh.
Yes, I really...
Interesting choice.
I love that it comes, too, right after Morning Edition. I feel like the time there is perfect. Yeah.
Well, you've gotten your fill of the news.
Yes, and you're ready to transition to, like... Because to me, it can help you transition to a work mode.
Yeah.
Because you can listen to it while you're, you know, doing whatever it is you need to be doing.
Right.
So I love that. I do love all the music programs. Destiny is super fun at night. I love Destiny's program.
She's quirky.
It's so fun.
It's very entertaining. Even if you're not a huge fan of classical music, if you listen at night, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, this host is really engaging, you know, and knowledgeable, of course.
Totally.
And of course, if you haven't heard us brag about this, we'll be utilizing Destiny and Mermaiden on Live Day, which is coming up later this month.
Yes.
We're already in October. And on Friday night, October 24th, we'll be offering a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library with our staff violinist. I should say one of our staff violinists.
How many do you have?
Well, I mean, Cordelia Brown, for goodness sakes, she plays the violin, the viola. I know they're kind of related.
Yes.
She plays the piano. She used to teach piano.
Wow.
She plays the harp.
Oh, my goodness.
She sings in a choir.
Wow.
It's
so much talent.
We have
here.
So many musicians on staff.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, the number of talented
the riches.
People. The riches we have.
Yeah.
So if you want to read more about Live Day activities and events, go to kansaspublicradio.org. Mark your calendar, Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m., the library. It's a free concert, but seating is limited, so you need to RSVP so you can get a seat at that concert. By the way, quick thank you to The Roost for providing breakfast to people like Ty Edwards.
Yeah, it was good.
KPR wants to thank The Roost for providing breakfast for our guests and volunteers during this membership drive. You'll find The Roost at 920 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. We're hoping to hear from you this morning, especially if you've listened for a long time and you've never given us a nickel. You can give us a few nickels right now by calling 888-577-5268. Ty, the reason why I was asking you for your top favorite, you know, three things.
Sure.
I wanted to share mine.
Oh, yes, please.
Now, I love KPR, too.
Of course.
It's like news and talk around the clock.
Agreed.
It never stops.
Yes.
Now, I do need a break myself once in a while.
Sure.
So I like to tune in, you know, to the music shows that we have, including the Retro Cocktail
yes.
Hour, which is probably
classic.
Also in my top three things.
Yes, yes.
But the other thing that I really like that you don't hear every day, but you hear it periodically, are the commentaries.
Yeah,
now,
I love those,
we've
too.
Got some regular commentators and even some new ones.
Yeah.
We've got a guy, Adam Hodge, from the Kansas Historical Society
love.
In Topeka, who has now at least done, I think, two different commentaries for us, which are really like little stories.
Yes.
The one, I think the first one he did was on Angler Number One. This was the train that visited almost every county in Kansas to deliver fish to stock
ponds.
I heard that one. We used to have a fish commissioner, and you could write him a letter, and then, you know, the train would come through and deliver you fish for free.
Yes.
There's Katie Keckheisen, who used to be with the Historical Society.
Yes.
And whose father used to run the whole show over there.
Oh, well.
At the Bob Keckheisen at the Kansas Museum of History. Katie has done a number of pieces for us. One of my favorites within, you know, recent memory is when she talked about the spiritualist movement at the turn of the last century. Topeka had spiritualists and mediums who'd, you know, help contact people who had died and whatever. It's right. largely scams and fraud, right.
right? Right.
But she told an interesting tale about that. And she's now at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library.
Wonderful.
Every once in a while, she'll send over a script, and I'll look it over, and I'll be like, yeah, we got to tell people about that.
It's a good story.
We've yeah. talked about the grasshopper invasion of
yes.
1877. That
yes.
was another one from Adam Hodge. And my good friend and commentator, Rex Buchanan,
Love.
He's always reading an interesting book or talking about something. In fact, we'll hear from Rex tomorrow.
Okay, great.
When I get off the air, I'm going to produce this commentary, which has been recorded, and it's all about the fall bird migration.
Ah, I've been reading about this.
Which is happening right now.
I know.
And I don't know if you are familiar with that app, the Merlin app.
Oh, yes, I'm a big Merlin user.
You're a bird nerd now.
Yes.
With the Merlin app. So these are things we bring you on Kansas Public Radio, commentaries, classical music, news from around the world. It's here for you every day. That's why you're listening right now, and we'd ask you to support it with a pledge in any amount.
I love that you played the little music earlier. That's the music that comes right before a commentary. I think that's one of the, like, I have a Pavlovian response. Like, whenever I hear it, I'm, yeah, you're like, oh, I'm going to hear something, you know, Kansas-centric, something unique. I can't wait. It's very community-based usually. I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know that many of you do, too. You love those stories. Today, Jay, in your news brief, you're giving news about different parts of the state that I don't think I would hear about otherwise. It's all this content that we love. And so we want to support Jay's work, right? We want to support everyone who's doing this. So KansasPublicRadio.org or the app.
The app. Check it out right now. It's 1 minute before 9 o'clock. And as we allow KPR 2 stations to break away and identify themselves, I will identify good old-fashioned KPR 1. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online, broadcasting all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Before time slips away, Ty Edwards, thanks for being with us this
love
morning.
Love it. Love you all.
Well, we love to have you here. You're so full of energy.
Hey.
It's almost too much. It's just
too much. Yeah, ask my kids. They know.
You're a big fan of the KPR app. We're a big fan of you. Thanks for your contribution to Kansas Public Radio, the time you give us, the money you give us. We're still looking for a few more takers on this challenge, by the way, from Tana and Michael Aleen of Eudora. Four more opportunities. And then there's that fancy embroidery kit.
Oh, so fun, guys. Come on. Hashtag crafting KPR.
You got 30 seconds to tell me something about this.
I have made an embroidery kit. It's got the KPR logo, hoop, fabric, floss, and thread so that you can enjoy KPR in your crafting moments while you're listening. You just got to donate $30 or $30 a month or $360 for the year, and it can be your thank you gift.
Or a dollar a day.
Yes.
You'd be covered.
Totally.
Pledge a dollar a day now at 888-577-5268. Thanks again, Ty Edwards. I'm Jay Schaefer. Stick around for the news and then classical music with Cordelia Brown.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston.